I can be a bit of a cheapskate myself, especially when it comes to food. If I can't tell the difference between two similar products, the first thing I look at to determine which to buy, not surprisingly, is the price tag. But sometimes being a frugal shopper means more than just picking the right brand. Sometimes it's about getting your hands dirty. Take pistachios, for example. I always buy them with the shells on. Why? Because they're cheaper. Presumably, consumers are paying extra for the privilege of not having to split a thumbnail cracking them open. But when we asked around the office at our Concord studios, it turns out there's lots of reasons people choose to buy whole pistachios.
For some reason, I buy them with the shells, perhaps because of some kind of pseudo-Catholic penance.
Because if I didn't, I would eat too many pistachios too fast, and so I need the shell on to help pace my pistachio intake.
Oh, it's more fun.
I love crunching on the shell with my teeth.
Because I'm cheap.
But here's the question. How much money do you actually save shelling your own pistachios? I conducted an entirely unscientific experiment to find out. A 6-ounce bag of shelled, ready-to-eat pistachios from the brand Wonderful costs $5.99 at a Hannaford's in Concord. A foot away on the same shelf, you can find an 8-ounce bag of whole pistachios for $1.50 less. That bag is heavier and cheaper, but just how much of the 8 ounces is composed of useless, inedible shell? After cracking the contents and weighing what was left, it turned out nearly half of the bag's weight went straight to the compost, and only 4.3 ounces of actual pistachio remained. Okay, so I can't see if everybody's pulling out their calculators right now, so I'll just cut to the chase. It turns out that the 8-ounce bag of whole pistachios costs more, to the tune of 9 extra cents per ounce of edible product.
So you pay more to do your own shelling?
Yes.
Really? That's so weird.
What's the math on that?
Really? Wow.
I don't believe you. I actually don't believe you.
I should remind discerning listeners that my experiment was rather unscientific and very limited in scope, and loosely applies only to one brand in one size at one grocery store. But you have to admit, it is a little shocking to discover that under some circumstances anyway, you're shelling out more for the privilege of cracking a nut. You can see pictures from my pistachio experiment and check my math at wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up after a short break, folk singer-songwriter Sam Amidon. So stay with us.